אנחנו קוראים בספר כתבי בעל הסולם.
We're reading the article from the newspaper, The Nation. From you can find it on Kabbalah Media. We're starting with our intention. Again, from the newspaper, The Nation, starting with our intention. You can find it on Kabbalah Media. You can ask questions on Cap TV. This paper, The Nation, is a new entity on the Jewish street. It is an interpartisan paper. And you may ask, what does an interpartisan paper mean? How can there be a paper that can serve all parties together, despite all the oppositions and contrasts among them? Indeed, it is a being that was born in dire straits through hard and dreadful labor pains from amidst the venom of hatred that had struck the nations of the world to obliterate us from the face of the earth, the destruction of millions of our brothers, and they are prepared to do more. Their sadistic inclination is insatiable, and the calamity is twofold, for we cannot delude ourselves that all this is but a passing, transitory phenomenon, as with our past experiences in history, that if a nation erupts on us, we find a substitute in another.
Yes, meaning at that point it was a little clearer to us that we have nowhere to run away to. We're talking about the people of Israel, that in the whole world, not necessarily just in Israel, it wasn't really felt so much here. Today you can feel it even more here. More than that, that there's nowhere else in the world that we can run to, that the pressure of the nations of the world is upon us. And from year to year, even from day to day, becomes more powerful, closes on us, because the time has come for the correction of the world. So that part that needs to do the correction needs to be awakened. And that is what occurs by that external pressure of the nations of the world upon us. Yes?
However, now things are very different. Not only are we simultaneously attacked from all directions, but even the most developed nations have locked their doors before us without any sentiment of mercy or compassion. And in such a ruthless manner that is unprecedented in the whole of human history, even in the most barbaric times.
Meaning, well, this was already 1940 when they published this newspaper. He already saw in advance what would happen, that no country would want to accept the people of Israel into their borders, even though it wouldn't bring any damage to anyone, on the contrary. But nevertheless, no, meaning hatred preceded everything.
It is clear, save for relying on miracles, that our existence as individuals or as a nation is hanging between life and death. And the salvation is, if we find the required ploy, that great scheme whose way is only to be found near danger and which can tilt the scale to our favor to give us a safe haven here for all our brothers in the diaspora, as everyone says it is, at present, the only place of salvation.
Meaning there's no safer place for the people of Israel than here in the land of Israel, even though, despite all the conditions that are here. But here we are, nevertheless, on our own volition, can exist. For the time being, because today we understand that it's not so much so. times are changing, and our disregard in the upper force in order to correct ourselves and lead ourselves towards the true implementation, we haven't realized ourselves correctly, and therefore today, even here in the land of Israel, can't say that we are in a safe way for our existence, and definitely not to give refuse to all the nations of the world and to our friends around.
Then the road of life will be open to us to somehow continue our existence despite the difficulties. And if we miss the opportunity and do not rise as one with the great efforts required at a time of danger to guarantee our staying in the land, then the facts before us pose a great threat to us, since matters are developing favorably for our enemies, who seek to destroy us from the face of the earth.
I don't know if there are questions. Please, yes, Asaf.
First of all, it was written in 1940. It seems as though you could just put 2018 on it, and, you know, it would work. He starts with saying that if there is something that's really felt today in Israeli society, is the separation, that we can't agree on anything and we're truly separated. And a Kabbalist, he comes with this concept and says, he talks about something that is for all parties.
He's telling you here, how will this paper be described? It's like on the fourth line from the text. How can there be a paper that can serve all parties together? Meaning there's a certain concept here, an idea, an approach that is truly equal for all. It's equal for all. Moreover, if we want to come to that middle point, that place where we can, you don't have to give up anything. You don't have to concede or give up your approach relative to someone else. But rather, you are given here a foundation, a means that is suitable to all the parties and all the factions and all the organizations, etc. Moreover, to the whole world. I'm not even just talking about the people of Israel and the different parties and movements that were within it.
I'll take it. Great, I'll take it now.
Well, of course, there's an idea here that raises you above all separation, above the foundation of separation, to unity, to correction, and you don't feel that you have before you all kinds of nations or even Jews within Israel that are contradicted to you. Here we have a state that arrives from above and stabilizes us on purpose in a way that will make us rise despite the dispute and despite the contradiction and rejection and all those things, that we can rise above all that state together and reach a life that is completely independent of our existence that we're in right now, that is awakened in us right now. That which is awakened in us right now is just to help us in spiritual ascent. We have nothing else to do here in this world. We're done. We've realized everything. We need to ascend. That's why so many negative forces are awakening for us, all kinds of actions that all it takes is for us to use them correctly. I don't need to battle anyone. No one hates me, really. No one is really going against me. On the contrary, when we connect, we acquire a different dimension of existence. where I am without all those different foreign alien ones to me. Without them, I can't attain it. I must, above the rejection and the gap between us, connect to them, and by that I attain the spiritual, whole, perfect state, eternal state.
How is it possible to really show this concept of... Because our society is so divided, right, left, religious, seculars, immigrants from here, immigrants from there, and so on and so forth. And it seems that every part feels deprived and this and that. What does it mean to keep the uniqueness, and along with it,
if we let go of all those gaps between us and say that they are done in such a way on purpose in order to give us a possibility in the gap between this and this and this and this and this, to attain the spiritual state, to attain the next state specifically, because in the discernments that are as precise as possible, in all those gaps that are between us, that's our kli. It's like you have a certain sensor, and the more pixels it has, it can differentiate things more. That's how we are. The fact that we are multiplying and the multitude of opinions and approaches, this is actually good. Now we just need to know how to connect all of those together to one sense, to one system, one mechanism. And not that each of us will sit on the other. By doing so, we're just destroying ourselves. Meaning the multitude is actually to our benefit.
And how do we start shifting for things to be for the better?
It has to be done through explanation. There's nothing you can do about it. You see, this is what he's doing as a newspaper. Therefore, I hope that we, Dudi, I hope that we're starting already to go in this direction and arranging it. Did you start? Well, when can we already see some initial draft of it?
To continue the questions, I also don't understand what does it mean inner partisan newspaper.
Interpartisan or interparties, it means it doesn't matter what party I'm in. If the principles of preserving what we have in addition to connection, in the addition of revealing the next degree of human development which stands before us, then what does it matter? Each and every party can join that. Because seemingly, in their foundation, all parties want to rise and give a solution to the correct form of existence. But none of them really have a grip of it, have a grip of the solution.
An example from our life here. A certain party thinks that we should attack our enemies in Gaza. Another party says we should sit, talk, not do anything.
We are not talking about the plane of this world at all. That's what he's about. This is what he's about to talk about here. That the solution is not in that. The solution is love covering all transgressions. That we need to connect between us. Through the connection between us, we are activating the upper force, and it will care both. It'll care for us and all that's around us, and bring the whole world to correction and peace.
So we canceled the parties. It's not interpartisan, but it's one party.
It's one stance, but each and every one has the ability to develop according to his own nature. Just that now he will see what will be born from this and won't do actions that are nevertheless not helpful. Since 1940, we are today in 2020. So you have 80 years. 80 years. What has changed since then? Less hatred since between the parties? Less parties?
More parties.
More parties and more hatred. So what did that help us? Well, and soon there'll be elections, and you want to continue onwards with that? Until when? That's why we need to open all these things in a light manner, of course, and to show everyone that our solution is truly a solution that is worthwhile to every soul.
The solution is?
And we will talk about that. Let's first approach the study. And from it, we will know how to explain it, both to ourselves and to them. Yes.
It is also clear that the enormous effort that the rugged road ahead requires of us mandates unity that is as solid and as hard as steel from all parts of the nation, without exception, if we do not come out with united ranks toward the mighty forces that are standing on our way to harm us. We will find that our hope is doomed in advance. And after all these, each person and party sits and meticulously guards its own possessions without any concessions. And under no circumstances can they, or more correctly, want to reach national unity as these dangerous times require. Thus, we are immersed in indifference as though nothing had happened.
This week in Syria, today, any person with a little experience can say that no party will move from its place and not let anyone else enter their area or stand in their place, because it's as if they're the only ones who are correct. And everyone is convinced of that. And this, from above, is going to show up even more and more extreme in each person and every party and every group. Because the will to receive is developing. And when it develops egoistically, it becomes very stiff and stands on its own. And you can't contradict it. By nothing. There is nothing harsher than the desire. Therefore, no one could say that we weren't right or and so on, but rather everyone will stand on their point till the day of their death. And that's why no one wants to change, and also with that, no one wants connection. In all the different forms. That's why directly to cry out, to connect, to peace, to perfection, to compliment, that's just like that. Of course, that will not help. Next.
Try to imagine that if some nation showed us the door, as is so common these days, it is certain that then none of us would think about our factional belonging. For the trouble would mold all of us into a single mush to defend ourselves or to pack up and flee by sea or by land. Had we felt the danger as real, we would undoubtedly be properly united to without any difficulty. Under these circumstances, we have met here a small group of us from all sects, people who sense the dreadful whip on their backs as though it had already materialized. They had taken upon themselves to publish this paper, which they believe will be a faithful channel through which to convey their sensations to the whole nation, with all its sects and factions, none excluded. By doing so, the contrasts and the narrow-minded factionalism would be cancelled. More correctly, they would be silenced and make way to what preceded them, and we will be able to unite into a single solid body qualified to protect itself at this crucial time.
It's like he's calling on everyone, let's unite. Let's see that there's no other way, that only this can save us. But awful, no one hears. No one hears and will not hear. Not then, and moreover today.
And although this danger is known to all, as it is known to us, perhaps, it has not yet sufficiently evolved in all the public as it truly is. If they had felt it, they would have long ago shaken off the dust of factionalism to the extent that it obstructs the unity of our ranks. If this is not so, it is only because this sentiment is still not shared by many. Hence, we have taken upon ourselves the publication of this paper to stand guard, warn of the trouble, and explain it to the public, until all the segregating elements will be silenced and we will be able to meet our enemy with united ranks and give it its duly response in time. Moreover, we are confident that among us there are still those who search the hearts, who can provide a successful scheme that will unite all the factions in the nation. From experience, we have learned that specifically those people go unnoticed and have no listeners. In this paper, we are willing to make room for anyone who carries a guaranteed solution for uniting the nation, to publicize it and to sound it in the public. In addition to all the above, by publishing this paper, we aim to defend our ancient culture of 2,000 years, since before the ruin of our country, we aim to reveal it and clean it from the piles that have accumulated over it during the years of our exile among the nations. So that their pure Jewish nature will be recognized as they were at that time. This will bring us the greatest benefit, for we will be able to find a way to connect our diaspora mode of thinking with that glorious time and redeem ourselves from borrowing from others.
I don't have anything to add. Yes.
Our nation is so stubborn 80 years later, and it's kind of naive to come and tell them to unite the nation that this is the solution.
Right.
Who are you crying to? Who are you telling this to?
Yes, in the previous newspaper that we had, we talked about that also. Back then you could have spoken, but somehow today it will sound or appear very childish and really not to the point. Right? We need a different approach that will be rational and serious, innovative, and also practical. Yes, we need to think how to do that. Yes, sir. Do you have an idea? Give him a microphone.
Look, I'm living the political scene for 30 years now. To be there and to come here and to hear this, I'm telling you, no chance. If you want to do it in the ordinary fashion...
Wait. You're right. I just wanted to shorten time. I'll tell you what the point is. I am not turning to the parties. Not to the heads of the parties and not to the union and not to anyone. I am turning to the people. The people is something else. that I can somehow approach and say, you have children, you have grandchildren, they don't have where to run to. Yes, there's a possibility here to do like this and like that. Let's say I see that this approach us, we wrote in our book, what's it called? Why Are We Hated? That's actually being accepted somehow. It's somewhat being acceptable. So you can explain what the point is. Observing it is a different thing, but the fact that a person can grasp an idea and get that there's a rational and correct matter here, that already has an action, that already operates on reality. What?
Look, even Baal HaSulam says, he talks about that, he talks about something that you can't achieve within reason. Despite the danger and everything, meaning that we have to feel the danger, that there is an axe over our head and maybe something will happen.
No, no, it won't happen. It didn't happen either. Look, he wrote it before World War II.
He wrote it.
And what happened then? Did that do something? So do you think that today you can't have the same thing happening again?
So what do we do?
Because that's not correction. Very simply, we need to stop breaking through to the same place.
Unless we all unite as one man.
Right. That's why we're not allowed to turn to... I'm not saying that it's not worthwhile or not. It's prohibited. We shouldn't turn to the parties, to people who are there. And because you know who's already sitting there. What we need is to turn to the people, and when the people think, understand, feel in the grave, what grave danger they're in, that nothing else remains, their opinion, their inclinations, their inner small desire, but when it is the inheritance of many, this acts in spirituality, not in corporeality. We don't need some kind of actions in the parliament and for some heads of parties to stand and talk for or against. That, of course not. But only the opinion of the people. The broader as possible and closer to the truth. That's what we need, and therefore I expect of Dudi and his team to bring us a good newspaper and a correct one.
What is spreading is that more and more people are studying the wisdom of Kabbalah. People that know that I'm studying Kabbalah, and what you're studying, you're teaching Kabbalah all over. Eventually, you'll have a party.
They're looking at you as my chassid, as my disciple?
Of course. I know that you can't stand me, but that's irrelevant.
But they think so. Okay, in short, listen, don't turn to anyone, but rather only to the avenues of the people. Only to the avenues of the people. And that's what he actually writes. Where did he write to the avenues of the people? It wasn't here, right?
He says to make a haven for us here.
Okay, in short, it's clear, yes? This is what we studied so far is the editor's...
What should be the opinion of the people? What should people know?
That the people know that it's clear that we can come out of danger and we can bring peace to ourselves and to the whole world, and that it's our obligation on behalf of nature, don't say God, doesn't matter, yes or not, that it's on behalf of nature, and this is how we're constructed, this is how we were built, and this is what needs to be done.
It should be an opinion that they agree with or just know about.
Accept, agree, understand, it doesn't matter, whatever it is, for them to be incorporated somewhat in that. That agreement in whether it's coerced or through understanding or from a desire or somewhat, it operates on people. It's the desire. It's the desire of each and every one, which is 1 gram in each of us, but when it's already directed and connected and at times of danger even more, you see that it works. It operates. That's what we need to do. We need to spread this knowledge amongst everyone all over the nation. And to explain what I'm saying now, that we are expecting that to the extent in which each of us will think about this, all of us will think about this, through the dangers that we're standing before and will stand before, it will act. It will operate on us and save us. That's it.
The ability to agree with such a saying exists in the nation?
Of connection?
Yeah.
I don't think that there's anyone who's resisting the idea of connection. No, you just need to show them why, for what, and the connection between hatred to us and lack of connection in us. And the more we connect, we will nullify the hatred against us. That's it. And that's how the world will come to correction. I'm already not talking about the fact that we need to care for the connection between us in order to bring the world to connection. To the general folk, I'm talking about that it's worthwhile to come to the connection between us in order to save us. The goal is really also to connect the world and to bring it to adhesion with the Creator. But that you can, maybe there's a place for that also in the newspaper. But that's a gradual thing. Okay? Good. So what will we have, Dudi? When? What's going on?
We'll come to you this morning. We'll sit together and build it.
I'm willing to accept you, and then we will progress. Please.
Announcements. You're all invited to the Zohar lesson this evening at 5:30, live with Dr. Lightman on Sviva Tova. And our viewers from all over Israel are invited for a special Friday lesson and a festive meal, 2:45 a.m., Nevatim 12th Street, Nevatim Street number 12, Petah Tikva. For further details, contact us.
קורס יסודות חוכמת הקבלה מכללת קבלה לעם שמחה להזמינכם.
The Kabbalah Lam College is happy to invite you to an introductory lecture to the introductory lectures that are taking place all over Israel. For further details, kab.co.il. And let's sing.
אשרי הנער שהזכיר לשמוע בקול רב, בקול רבו. אשרי הנער שהזכיר לשמוע בקול רב, בקול רבו. אשרי העם שככה לו, אור הזוהר יורד דרכו. אשרי העם שככה לו, אור הזוהר יורד דרכו. אשרי התח והזקן, כנף שכינה יחד תחבקם. אשרי התח והזקן, כנף שכינה יחד תחבקם. אשרי העם שככה לו, אור הזוהר יורד דרכו. אשרי העם שככה לו, אור הזוהר יורד דרכו. אשרי בת מלך שזכתה לשלום בית ושלווה. אשרי בת מלך שזכתה לשלום בית ושלווה. אשרי העם שככה לו, אור הזוהר יורד דרכו. אשרי העם שככה לו, אור הזוהר יורד דרכו.
שככה לא אור הזוהר יורד על כל אשרי העם שככה לא אור הזוהר יורד על כל שככה לא, אור הזוהר יורד על כל אשרי העם שככה לא